with Sunny Young. And happy Friday, Sunny.
Happy Friday to you, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand you are kicking off again with African football.
Kim, it'll be a big weekend in African football with the spotlight shining on some high-profile friendly matches, as well as first-round 2018 World Cup qualifiers. In World Cup qualifying results Friday, Niger defeated Somalia 2-0 in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Moussa Mazou scored 2 second-half goals for Niger, the second off a penalty kick in the 62nd minute. The game was played in Ethiopia because of the unstable security situation in Somalia. In neighboring Djibouti Friday, Swaziland got off to a great start in its World Cup qualifying campaign. The Swazis scored a lopsided 6-0 road victory over Djibouti. And I think based on that rousing result, it's safe to say the Swazis will be advancing to the second round after the return leg is played in Swaziland October 13th. In World Cup qualifying results from Thursday, Liberia and visiting Guinea-Bissau drew 1-1 in Monrovia. South Sudan and visiting Mauritania also drew 1-1 in Juba. That match resumed on Thursday after heavy rains in Juba Wednesday forced the game to be stopped after only 10 minutes. And Sao Tome and Principe defeated visiting Ethiopia 1-0. Meanwhile, six more qualifying matches for the 2018 World Cup in Russia are scheduled this weekend in Africa. Our Daybreak Africa sportsman Marco Uma runs down the fixtures for us.
Tomorrow Saturday, Eritrea host Botswana, Chad face Sierra Leone, and the Central African Republic play Madagascar. On Sunday, Malawi host Tanzania, Ethiopia engage Sao Tome and Principe, and Kenya play Mauritius. Elsewhere, the Democratic Republic of Congo's Leopards beat Nigeria's Super Eagles 2-0 in Vize, some 100 kilometers southeast of the Belgian capital, Brussels, on Thursday. Meanwhile, African champions Ivory Coast play hosts Morocco in a friendly match in Agadir today. Friday, Algeria play Guinea, Burkina Faso encounter Mali, and Tunisia face Gabon. On Sunday, Egypt engage Zambia as Nigeria encounter Cameroon. I'm Mark Omer in Johannesburg, South Africa, wishing you all a sporty weekend.
Thanks, Mark, and I'm wishing you a sporty weekend, too.
Hi, I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game.
This is Larry Zamuje, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja, Nigeria. Let's talk to you about Brilla FM. It's Nigeria's only sports station. Of course, we partner at UA.
VOA.
And so you can listen to Sunny Side of Sports on 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja. Keep listening, Africa, and enjoy Sunny Side of Sports on Brilla.
Thanks, Dr. Larry. In addition to Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM stations in Lagos and Abuja, Dr. Larry also has stations in Kaduna and Onitsha, Nigeria. We're delighted to be your partner, Dr. Larry, so keep it sporty.
The Voice of America.
And I know Dr. Larry and my friends at Brilla will be keeping things sporty for me when I visit them next week in Lagos, Nigeria's commercial capital. In more African football news, Ghana will go against Canada at RFK Stadium here in Washington, October 13th, in another international friendly match. Reporter Oral Ofori says it's the first time the teams have met in 30 years.
This game will be the first time both nations are meeting each other on the soccer field after they last played in a friendly encounter 3 decades ago when in 1985, Canada scored a 2-1 victory against Ghana in what was then known as the President's Cup in South Korea. Ghanaians in the American diaspora are very excited about this encounter, with one U.S.-based local Ghanaian language media already urging fans to come out in their numbers to support the Black Stars.
Ghana, 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 I say, yeah! Ghana for more America and Canada. Yes, so yes, I call Top Global LLC and the Ghana Black Stars and by USC. And Ghana versus Canada.
That was an announcement on the Ghanaian radio station in the Ghanaian language of Twi. The station is run by Ghanaians living in the state of Virginia in the USA. The announcement was expressing excitement about the game and urging all to attend, while at the same time thanking Top Global LLC for helping make it a reality. Top Global LLC is the sports management and promotion company responsible for organizing this match. The company, which received the blessings of both the Canada and Ghana soccer authorities, say the October 13th game at the RFK Stadium has taken months to realize. According to Reverend Lord Asante Buedu, the CEO of Top Global LLC, the October break in the FIFA window is what finally allowed for everything to fall in place for this game.
We first started at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, but unfortunately the schedule, because we couldn't put this match on without going with the FIFA scheduling, so coordinating from abroad, because you have to know the national team of Ghana has so many players, about 11 or 12 players are from different clubs. Negotiating with getting them down here was a little bit tough, but all of them are coming. But they also then we have to deal with the schedule as well. And also, thirdly, we have to deal with the FIFA schedule. All three of them have to be coordinated and be in the same pace. But very fortunate, we were blessed to have the RFK Stadium, which has an open schedule for us to play the game there.
Both nations will use this game as a warm-up as they prepare for their respective qualifiers of the next FIFA World Cup to be held in Russia in 2018. This is Oral Ofori reporting for the Sunny Side of Sports here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Our African football guru, David Legg, joins us again this evening for a look at recent African goal-scoring highlights in Europe.
Yes, Sonny, the goals continue to flow, and instead of starting in England, I'm going to start in Germany, and you've guessed it, it's Mr. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang of Borussia Dortmund. Now, on the previous Sunny Side of Sport show, we highlighted the fact that he had scored in 7 consecutive matches since the start of the Bundesliga season. And yes, all you listeners, you've got it right. It's now 8 consecutive matches. A truly remarkable, amazing, awesome achievement. The bad news for Aubameyang and his Borussia Dortmund teammates was his goal in the end didn't really matter. They suffered a 5-1 hiding at the champion club, Bayern Munich. But nevertheless, for Aubameyang, a great personal achievement. 8 consecutive league matches, and he has scored in each one of them. In fact, he scored 2 goals in 2 of them. And what price now, Sonny, that he'll make it 9 out of 9 in the foreseeable future? But what is really amazing is, despite this achievement, the preliminary list has been announced for the Ballon d'Or, which is the World Footballer of the Year. Over 50 names. And yet Obiang doesn't feature on it. There are four Africans, Yaya Toure of Manchester City, very predictable choice. Wilfred Bonny, also of Manchester City, and also a member of the Ivory Coast team that won the Cup of Nations this year. Then you've got Christian Atsu, and I can hear some people saying, Christian who? Well, he's the Ghanaian who won the 2015 Cup of Nations Player of the Tournament, and he did well in that tournament, and he scored the best goal, but really he's made no impression since. He's on loan from Chelsea to Bournemouth at the moment, and he's not even figuring in the starting lineup. The other Ghanaian in the preliminary list, I think, is well-deserved of his place. That's Andre Ayew. He's doing very well since moving from France to Swansea City. I've no problems with Atsu, Sonny, but I've got a big problem with the fact that Aubameyang, who's been a very consistent scorer, not just this season, but last season, and he's also the star of the Gabonese team. I think he was worthy of a place in that preliminary list.
I think he was worthy of a place too, David. The Gabonese striker, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, has proven to be one of the big stars this season in the German Bundesliga. Finally, in women's professional basketball, the WNBA Finals resume later Friday night in Indianapolis, Indiana. The Indiana Fever will host the Minnesota Lynx in Game 3 of the Best of 5 Championship Series, which is tied at 1-1. Our VOA basketball fans will remember this is a rematch of the 2012 WNBA Finals, which Indiana won 3-1. In Game 2 Tuesday night, Minnesota evened the series with a 77-71 victory at home. Center Sylvia Fowles led Minnesota with a game-high 21 points and 9 rebounds. The Fever is bidding for its second WNBA trophy after that title in 2012, while the Lynx is looking to win its third WNBA.